We are three lines down from the top on Ayin Omer Aleph. We're going to discuss a number of stories or examples of situations where an Ovek HaChavim was next to or found within a bunch of barrels owned by Yisrael. And the question is, are the barrels still going to be considered kosher or not? We automatically assume that an Ovek HaChavim has no ne'amanus. But the shaila is, are there safeguards in place that we can therefore assume as a result that the barrels are still mutter even to drink from her and to get benefit from? So the Gemara begins, Ahu beisa dehava yasu b'chamra di Yisrael. There was a home in which had wine owned by a Jew. And what happened? Al ovid kachavim, a non-Jew, an ovid kachavim walks into the house, he slams the door. So now it's just the Ovid Kachavim inside the house with a locked house with barrels of wine. So what's the, is the wine still kosher or no longer? So have a biza bidasha. The Gemara adds on one extra piece of information, which is that there was some type of hole, like a keyhole in the door. And ishtakach ovid kachavim dekoy beini dani. And it turns out that the ovid kachavim went into the house and he's now sitting among the barrels. So are the barrels kosher or have they now been rendered yayin nesach? Amar Rava says, Rava kol de lahadi biza shari, the haigisa vahaigisa asr. Says Rava, well, it really depends. Anything that can be seen through the keyhole, any barrels of wine that can be seen through the keel, we're going to assume that they're still mutter, because the Ovid Kachavim wouldn't want to be seen doing any damage to someone else's property. But if it's unable to be seen through the keyhole, that wine would be usher. We would have to assume that the Ovid Kachavim drank from that wine. So Rashi makes clear and says anything that you can see through the keel, you can even drink it. Not even hana, but you can even drink it. And the ones that are on the sides, which you cannot see, not only can you not drink it, but you can't even get hana from it. Now, Rashi does make one important point here, which we're going to see this application or the statement mentioned a little bit later, which is the idea of nitpas alav kiganef. The question is there a situation where the individual who goes into the house is nervous that he's going to be apprehended, he'll go to jail as a result of his thievery? If he is afraid that his nitfas alav kaganef, then we can even assume that the barrels that you cannot see through the keyhole would be permissible to drink, because we're not going to assume that he's going to risk his life and go to jail in order to drink some of this wine. So that's if it's nitfas alav kaganef. So that's what Rashi says, that this case must be talking about a case where it's ain nitfas alav kaganef. We're not going to assume that he's not going to be arrested if found in someone else's home next to barrels of wine. So that's case number one. So again, the Ovid Kachavim has no nemanus, but because there's an ability to see through the house, through the keyhole, some of the barrels can still be salvaged. Case number two, Hahu Chamra di Yisrael Dahava Yosef Bebeisa Dahava Dair Yisrael Bel Yonah Ver Kacham B'Tachtona. There's a duplex, and the Yisrael was living on the top, and Ovid Kachavim was living on the bottom floor. Rashi says, and where was the wine? It was on the bottom floor. So but apparently Rashi says that the Yisrael had a way of seeing up from up top down below, seeing his wine. So he was able to keep an eye on the wine. So now, is that wine kosher or not? Well, as a general rule, it is fine because he can keep his eye on it. However, Shamu Kol Tigra, they heard a fight break out. Nafki, so they went outside. And then after the hullabaloo, kadim asa ovid kachavim achta ladasha ba'ape. The ovid kachavim went inside and shut the door to the house. So now, that doesn't mean that the Yisrael didn't go back to his house, but the ovid kachavim shut the door to the house. So is the wine okay or not? Amar Rava, Chamra Shari. Says Rava, the wine is still permissible for the Yisrael to drink. What do you mean? How could that be? It sounds like the Ovid Kachavim is alone with the wine. Mimar Amar. Well, the Ovid Kachavim would say to himself, Kihechi de Kadim Asai Ana, just like I went back into the house. Kadim Vasa Yisrael, Yasub El Yonah. The Yisrael is already up on his floor, and he's there. Vekachazli, he can see me. So he's afraid. So again, there's no nemanus for an Ovid Kachavim, but there's mirsos, there's fear. In the first case, the fear was there was a keyhole, so anyone that can see inside if he's drinking from the barrels of wine opposite the keyhole. And over here, there's a fear that the Yisrael is home, and therefore, if he can be seen, he's going to refrain from drinking any of the wine from the barrels. That's case number two. Case number three, Ha'u Ushpiza to have a Yasiv Bay Chamra di Israel. There was an Ushpiza, a guest house, where there was a wine owned by a Jew in the house. Ishtakach Ovid Kachavim Tav Yasiv Bay Nadani. It turns out that a non-Jew was there in his guest house, and he was sitting in between the barrels of wine. So what's the halachic status? So this is what I alluded to before in that Rashi. Amar Rava, Im Nitpas Alav Keganav Shari, V'ilo Asir. If there's a fear of being arrested as a thief, then we're going to assume the wine is fine. However, if he's not afraid of arrest, not afraid of arrest, if it's not possible for him to be arrested for thievery in this case, then for trespassing or something like that, then the wine would be prohibited, because we will assume that there's no reason for him to be afraid, and therefore he'll drink from the wine. The Gemara gives another case. Ahu beisa to have a yasuv bei chamra. There was a home in which there was wine. Ishtakach Ovid Kochavim to have a kam bei dani. And now again, we see an Ovid Kochavim is in the house, right, standing between the barrels. Well, now what do we do? Is the wine kosher or not? Amar Rava, I islei li ishtamutei chamra asir v'ilo chamra shari. Well, it depends. If there was another way for the Ovid Kachavim to justify his actions, to explain why he's there, well, then we have to prohibit the wine, because now he has some form of an alibi. He can say, I'm here for whatever reason, and they're going to leave him alone because he's coming for some other reason, not for the barrels. He's coming to, I don't know, a vacuum. And therefore, we can assume that now the wine will also be prohibited, because once he got in and he has the alibi, so he'll continue to lie and he'll take advantage and use the wine. But if he doesn't have an alibi or an excuse, we're going to say that he would be afraid then to drink from the wine, since the only reason he would be there would be to drink the wine. As a result, now that he is there, we're going to say that the wine is still permitted. However, the Gemara challenges that and says, well, hold on a second, Meisvei Ninal HaPundak, Osh Amrlo Shmor Aser, if the Ovid Kachavim closed up the store on his own, locking out the Yisrael from the store, or the Yisrael told him, stay here and watch over the store, Aser, then all the wine inside is going to be prohibited, because now he feels comfortable there. So the Gemara says, "My love, Afagav, the late Leilish Damute." Isn't we're talking in a case where there isn't any alibi? There's no other excuse. Why is he there? He's there because he's watching the barrels, and therefore just the fact that he's there is a problem. So to hear in our case, if he's in the house, even if there is no other excuse, we should still say it's usher, because once he's there, he's there. The Gemara says, "No, you're right. That's a good point, but the case of our Abraisa is." He did have another excuse. He had another reason to justify why he was there. And as a result, we're going to say that the wine in the shop is going to be prohibited, because now he has another reason to say, explain why he's there. But in our case, when he can't justify, there is no alibi, then we will say that the wine will be, if he has no other alibi, the wine will be prohibited, but if he does have, but if he does have an alibi, then the wine would be usher. So again, just we're going to continue with more stories discussing the status of the wine. based on the fact that there's no nemanus for the Ovid Kochavim, but sometimes there are mitigating circumstances, there's mirsas or other reasons to assume that the wine could possibly still be mutter.